This is Father Paul, brothers, sisters, on the move. All power to the people. Thank you for sharing some of your precious time with me. I can't think of Father Paul Washington and the Church of the Advocate without thinking of freedom, justice, and equality. Many years ago, I think it was 1968, the Black Power Conference was held there, a gathering of people from every corner of black political life trying to find a way to freedom. Father Paul made all welcome by opening his doors and his hearts to people from across the black nation, like Stokely Carmichael, later to be known as Kwame Ture, Kathleen Cleaver, and Sister Falaka Fatah. People sought ways to breathe a little freer in Philadelphia and black America. Several years later, the Black Panther Party would be welcomed there as they organized their Revolutionary Constitutional Convention for activists from around the nation to create a new anti-imperialist constitution for a new America, one yet to be born. Party members stayed at the church, writing leaflets, making phone calls, resting after cross-country trips, or days spent organizing. Father Paul made them all welcome when few other places would have dared. Father Paul Washington, with his stentorian, thundering voice, welcomed all to the Church of the Advocate, for he cared deeply for what he called his other sheep. After the MOVE attacks and the police bombings of MOVE's house on Osage Avenue, Father Paul opened his doors again and again and again. Other sheep have I, he said. I remember him with respect and affection as a special man and a remarkable clergyman. He opened the church for women when he ordained them, finding the divine equally in women as in men. Other sheep, he said. I am honored to be among his flock to receive this award. I thank you. On the move, long live John Africa, and long live the memory of Father Paul Washington. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.